Even so, voting rights activists in the state say they're optimistic the recent changes Floridians voted for will make a difference in 2020. This is the largest expansion of democracy in 50 years, says Neil Voles, deputy director of the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, who himself recently regained his voting rights through Amendment 4. In Kentucky, Democratic Governor Andy Beshear restored voting rights to 140,000 people with felony convictions immediately after taking office last fall. Weeks later, GOP lawmakers introduced a bill mandating that voters carry a photo ID card with an expiration date, nominally to guard against voter fraud. Kentucky already requires ID to cast a ballot, and while the bill was slightly watered down, the GOP move would have largely impacted minorities, students at the state's largest universities whose ID cards lack expiration dates, and voters like the ex-felons who recently had their rights restored, experts say. Voting rights lawyers are also concerned about efforts to purge supposed non-citizens from voter rolls in states including Texas, New Jersey, and Florida. In one effort led by Texas then-Secretary of State David Whitley, state officials questioned the citizenship of about 98,000 voters in a review of rolls that relied on flawed data. A federal judge reprimanded state officials for having created this mess that unfairly targeted naturalized U.S. citizens and ordered Texas counties to stop purging suspected non-citizens from the rolls. In Virginia, Democrats took full control of state government for the first time in a generation last year and have committed to voting rights reform. They have introduced bills that would allow automatic registration as well as same-day registration and are debating inserting an anti-gerrymandering amendment into the state constitution. Another proposal would allow early, excuse-free absentee voting in the 45 days leading up to an election. It's a sea change, says Claire Guthrie Castanago, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Virginia. We're about to open up the ballot box in our state in a way that it never was since Jim Crow.